This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. What an outstanding hour we've got lined up for you. We've got everybody. Rick Cole is scheduled to join us, the gentleman with an upcoming auction. We've got Pam Oates, certified ASE technician and one of our go-to people when it comes to mechanical issues with your vehicle, and doing a lot of work with some companies in Detroit these days as well. And we've got the old car guy himself, Don Jones, and we're finishing up with Larry Edsel, esteemed automotive journalist, the man behind ClassicCars.com, author of so many books, college professor. And Larry, before the break, was telling us that he spent some time testing out the new Camaro with the four-cylinder engine, a convertible. And Larry, you drove this from Michigan all the way to Maine?
Yeah, what happened was I was, for the last 2 years, I've been taking part in the, it's called the ELK, and that's ELK, as in Everyone Loves Kids, charity challenge. And it's a, it's a road tour. Kind of a, CBS has a show called The Amazing Race, and it's kind of like The Amazing Race, but it's all here, and it's done in cars, and we drive from place to place, and we do these sometimes silly challenges, sometimes very educational challenges, and we raise $10,000 a day for various children's charities. And I got involved in it through Shriners Hospitals, because I was a Shriners kid when I was younger. And so this year I convinced, since I just done the book on the new Camaro, I convinced Chevrolet they should loan me one for the event. And it started in Dearborn, Michigan, ended up in Lake Placid, New York. And as long as I was that far, there was a couple of car museums in Maine I've always heard about, Seal Cove and the other one. Anyway, and so I wanted to go see them. So I thought, well, it's only 8 hours from upstate New York to Maine. And then, so I went there, and they were both fascinating. And then on the way back, I went to the new Audrain, car museum in, Rhode Island. And, so anyway, I ended up doing 4,000 miles in the new Camaro convertible. And I specifically wanted, to drive the Camaro with the four-cylinder turbo, because I've driven the V8 and the V6 before. And I think for a lot of people, this is the car, well, first of all, it's gonna create a whole new audience for the Camaro. And a lot of the V8 faithful people will laugh and say, you know, ha, 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 four cylinders, you know, that's not a real car. But with the turbocharger, it's plenty fast. I will admit I saw triple digits. But yet I averaged 27 point something miles per gallon, 28 miles per gallon. Did everything I wanted. The car is amazing. The interior lighting in this car is incredible, and it changes as you change driving modes. And in the convertible, you touch the button, and as long as you're going 25 miles an hour or less, you can put the top up and down while you're driving.
Oh, wow.
So what I would do is I'd drive along on the, like on the freeway, you know, if I wanted the top up. And then you pull off the freeway, and you get to the stop sign, or you know, you slow down on the off ramp, and you press the button, and the top goes down, and you kind of cruise the boulevard. It's just terrific. So, So that book comes out in I think by the end of this month, and it's another Motor Books project. And then I just agreed with Motor Books to do yet another project that I guess I shouldn't talk about yet, but it's about. The book will be out in about 18 months. That's all I can say.
That's great. Have you had the opportunity to drive the ZL1 Camaro yet?
No, I have not. 2 weeks ago I did spend, the last new car I drove since the Camaro was the new Roush F-150 supercharged Ford pickup truck. With, believe it, 600 horsepower.
Oh, wow. That is remarkable.
It 600 horsepower is a lot of power. Let me put it that way.
Very good. Well, Larry, we're going to get you back on a much more regular basis. We'll make a date to get you back here in the next month or so. In the meantime, enjoy your time in Michigan. Keep up the great work at ClassicCars.com. Keep writing those stories and keep having fun.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. There he is, the man himself, Larry Ensel. And I just got an email here from Rick Cole. Rick Cole can't make the interview, so sliding in take his place is our good friend Pam Oates, who's an ASC certified technician, the former owner of Pam's Motor City in Fort Myers, Florida, broadcaster and spokesperson and also consultant to a lot of automotive companies out there. Pam, it's been way too long. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us a little bit about your work in the Motor City. I know that you told me at the beginning of the year you were going to be quite busy and you were going to be doing lots of work for lots of different people. How's it going?
Actually, it's going very well. I am having a lot of fun. I should have sold the shop years ago. I really should. Because it's fabulous. It really is. I'm having a very good time. And having a good time to me, I'm kind of boring because that means I'm really getting involved in what's up and coming and what's out there right now. And it's really interesting. I'm would have been a perfect professional student.
Just like my wife. That is my wife's ambition. My wife has a master's degree and two partially finished PhDs. She originally was going to be a college professor. So she's always studying stuff. So you and my wife Sharon get along quite well.
You know, there's knowledge is power. There's no denying that, and especially when it comes to your vehicle and car care. There's a lot of interesting docs out there, especially online, a lot of YouTube videos, and I can just only recommend you go to the leaders, you go to the top dogs, you go to those who know what they're talking about. You don't really rely upon trying to get tips and car care venues from individuals who they're doing something in their backyard and they have that on steady hands with the cell phone.
Yeah.
don't do it. Brandon does something a couple of weeks ago with someone who decided to do a YouTube video educational module there, and they got themselves into a whole lot of trouble, extensive automotive trouble. So please, for everyone out there who wants to do these updates and learn what's going on in the industry, stick with the pros, please.
That's some really good advice. I can only imagine some of the things that you've seen over the years, and certainly working with some of these companies. Is it okay if you're not comfortable mentioning some of the companies that you're working for? Perhaps you can't. Give us an idea, if possible, about some of the folks that you're doing work with.
I really can't discuss name-wise because I mean, that's their venue and I have my venue. But we can get back to that after I hear you've got a commercial coming up. So,
very good media person that you are. You picked that right up. Straight ahead, more with Pam Oates And by the way, if you got a mechanical problem with your vehicle, you got that funny noise, that funny smell, that funny leak in the driveway, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Pam Oates is with us. Don Jones, the old car guy himself, has been on the road. He'll be joining us a little later on in this hour. Pam has been doing lots of work for aftermarket companies and having lots of fun. And I would imagine seeing a lot of cool things and probably seeing some futuristic things, things that we're going to be seeing in vehicles in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, definitely. Something that, what I'm really looking forward to is, you know, our CAFE standards are going up to 54.5 MPG in 2024. Well, how are we going to do this? Well, one of the avenues we're taking is we're going into 48 volts. And I guess I'm kind of a nerd because I'm really looking forward to the technology coming out. And they expect approximately 11 to 14 million vehicles by 2020 to be housing 48 volts. And I'm going to be getting some more information on that. I was very honored to be asked again back to NACAT, the North American Council of Automotive Teachers, which is North America, Canada, United States. It's collegiate, it's high school, it's vocational. They all get together. It's a great four-day conference. We're talking about the up-and-coming technology, but they're going to be teaching their students what's going on in the world of the automotive industry, all the up-and-coming technology. It's a lot of fun. But the thing that I'm going to miss the most, because I was going to do it, but I just didn't have the time, they have this thing called a valve cover race. The valve cover race entails an actual valve cover where they put wheels on it, trucks, and they race it down the little ramp. And last year, the Canadians, they took the honors, and this year, let's hope that we get it back.
Oh, that's great.
So there's some fun involved with it, too, yes.
It sounds like you're having lots of fun with that work, and certainly you're also an entrepreneur. I love the gadget that you invented a while back, and it was born out of folks coming into your repair facility and complaining basically their check engine light was on. This is a very simple item for your gas cap, but very, very effective. Tell folks a little bit about what I'm referring to.
Thank you. Yes, actually, we're in negotiations with it right now, but it's called the Gas Cap Grip, and it is for individuals who have dexterity issues, opening and closing a gas cap. You've seen the old ladies and gentlemen and people who have difficulty opening that gas cap at the gas station, waiting for the clerk to slowly come out of the building so they can take care of this issue. And it's neatly right within the confines of the gas door, and it's complete. I checked how sturdy it was by one time running the shop truck, which was about 12,000 pounds over it, and it didn't budge. So it's not going to break, and which was important for me. But it's all about, like you said, born out of necessity, about keeping that check engine light off. People, they have a tendency, especially when they get older, a little weaker in the hand, and they cannot close the gas cap properly. They can't get that spin on it. And this actually gives them the leverage. You know, we're seeing more and more vehicles out there without gas caps. They just have the fill tube. But there's approximately 240 million vehicles out there right now that do have this. So that's the reason why I went forward with this project. And I'm glad I did. So thank you for asking, Bob. That's very kind.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big fan of that, and I wish you the best with that entrepreneurial venture, and I think it's something that lots of people should take advantage of. It's interesting, like you say, we are seeing Ford was the first to come out with the cars without the gas cap completely. It's always a little bit of an unsettling, almost funky-like experience whenever I get a press car like that. I wonder how consumers as a whole have taken to that. Have you heard any particular feedback on what most consumers think about no gas cap? Do they like it or do they not?
Well, you know, I haven't heard too much negative or positive back on that. I know a while back that for a module that we're doing with one of the companies, I happen to have one of those non-gas cap cars now. And I, of course, have a whole plethora of tools and diagnostic stuff in my little mini shop that I have nowadays. And one of them happens to be a borescope that has a camera built into it and a video. So we snaked the borescope down there just to take a peek to see what was there. And you could see they had your chambers there, and they actually had where they had the check valve, and you couldn't go any further than that. But, you know, basically the same setup that the Filmec that you have on other cars and trucks today, but without the gas cap.
Interesting. Certainly, I've had some experience with the Mustang being one of the cars without the gas cap, and the original Ford GT supercar did not have a gas cap. I wonder if this new super 2017 mega priced one will also probably follow suit. That seems to be something that Ford is getting into, and many more manufacturers are getting into it. What's going to happen here in the not-too-distant future, Pam? I mean, we're living in such a golden age of performance cars. You and I love the performance cars. I'm an arrested adolescent. I hate to see them go away. Are we going to see more of these tiny engines with superchargers and turbochargers making, you know, what used to be V8-like power? What do you foresee the automakers doing in addition to that battery voltage change to achieve such a extremely high government fuel economy number?
You're going to see the hybrids. You're going to see the gas electric vehicle. And they're catching up with the performance. I mean, look at Tesla. Despite the little issue that they're having right now, somebody showed me a video where they had a Tesla versus a very high performance vehicle on a drag strip, and the Tesla was gone on the first run. And the second run, it was pretty close, but then again, Tesla, you know, they took over. The performance is going to be there, and it's going to be greater than ever. We're just going to see it in a different mode, that's all.
Absolutely. Short visit today. We'll get you back real soon. In the meantime, if you'd like to give out your website, go right ahead.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's Car Care for the Clueless, Car Care the number 4 Clueless, and they're debuting our new website tomorrow morning. So thank you for asking.
Perfect timing. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number, 855-660-4261. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Bob@BobLongRadio.com. And now we go out onto the road, because that's where this gentleman has been. Don Jones is the CEO, the founder of theoldcarguys.com, and I know he's been up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and let's find out where he is right now as we speak. Don, thank you very much for joining us, and how are you today? Looks like we'll have a little connection problem with Don. We'll definitely get that taken care of momentarily. Meanwhile, we'll throw out another trivia question here. Just for the fun of it, what the heck? Why don't we throw it down? Well, wait a minute. We don't have the answer to this one yet, and we just got it in as we speak. That was perfect time. And Elliot in California, listening on the GCNlive.com, has got the answer to the trivia question about the man behind the Brooklyn sports car. This was a fiberglass body gull wing sports car. Wasn't much of a sports car. They're not that collectible today. They're kind of cool looking. I've never driven one, but it was Malcolm Brooklyn, who was famous for many, many things, including being the gentleman who brought Subaru into this country as an importer. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the CEO of the Old Car Guys, a gentleman who's been on the road extensively in recent times. Let's all say hello to Mr. Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Yeah, get ready to pack the bags and head out again, buddy.
Excellent. So tell myself and our listeners a little bit about where you've been. I know you were up in Carlisle. Tell us about how that went, and tell us about some of the other places that you've been in recent times.
Well, the Carlisle event went very, very well. We not only did we do the GM show at Carlisle, but also went over to visit my friends at the Eastern Museum of Auto Racing, and finally ran into this lady that I was looking for last year, who has this vast collection of Hudson parts. We talked to her, or I talked to her, and she's very interested in letting the O'Car guys market those parts for her. So she's talking with the rest of the family, and hopefully when I go back next week, we'll be able to cut a deal and probably become the largest supplier of Hudson parts in the neighborhood.
That's great, and I would imagine Hudson parts are not easy to come by.
No, they're not. You know, it's an old car. I think they go back to about 1903 or 04. I guess in the early 60s or late 50s was the last manufacturing of cars. But, man, they were quite the car they have back in the late 40s and early 50s. They had a tremendous suspension system and a super big 300-plus cubic inch flathead six-cylinder engine in them that really take that monster of a car and cruise it down the road.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you've spent some time in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and now I was speaking to you off air on later in the, I forget, it was either Thursday or Friday, and you were telling me that you're going to go out and visit a buddy and get to drive a couple of his prize possessions and spend some time with this gentleman.
I'm going to run back out to Carlisle for the Mopar weekend. That should be next weekend. So we'll take off about Wednesday. And hopefully we'll also shoot the Hudson parts, visit some other friends. We did also, on the last trip, find a person with a collection of about 40 AMXs in an incredibly large garage that he had built. He isn't thinking or wasn't thinking about selling anything, but things have a way of change over a couple of weeks, so we'll visit him again. See what we can do with those parts for him. And when I get back, I'll be back a week or two. Then we're heading to Montana and to visit my old Army buddy out there, the Mooner.
Oh, that's great. And he's got a couple of really cool cars, one truck and one very, very cool Mustang. Tell us all about these cool vehicles that you're going to have an opportunity to check out.
Right. I'm not sure if they'll ever let me drive the Mustang, which is a 69 GT500 King Road. I think it's a 429 cubic inch engine in it with a 4-speed. And then he said he was going to pick me up at the airport in Billings, Montana, driving that. I won't have to rent a car because he's going to let me his 57 Chevrolet pickup truck, which is his one of his daily drivers. So I'll be cruising to Montana and maybe get out into Idaho as well if I can, you know, afford to gas on that big pickup engine of his. But we'll be searching around out there and see what we can find.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Let's talk a little bit more about this upcoming event in Carlisle devoted entirely to Mopar. This must bring folks in from all four corners of America, as well as probably folks from around the world. And this must be a whole lot of fun for you, because I know that you have in the past done quite well with Mopar parts.
Yeah, the Mopar seems to be the number one part that people call me about. What I'm attempting to do with the website is to grow it into the number one place in the world to go to for anything for Mopar. We have a salvage yard here in Missouri that we've had for a number of years that we've sent a lot of business to, and last year we picked up van auto parts up in Wisconsin with a lot of sheet metal and aftermarket parts. I also ran into a number of people that did little specialty things. One fellow that does radiators and heater cores, another guy who was doing clutches. So I'm going to attempt to find people that have got the little specialties and work out a deal where they'll be on my website so that anybody that's looking for anything or even, you know, for things that they don't know they need can come to the website and search through it and find all these artisans and mechanics and in some ways maybe some inventors that can find and fill all their needs when it comes to parts and service.
That sounds great. And, of course, if you haven't checked it out, you must do so. By all means, check out the oldcarguys.com. Matter of fact, bookmark it on your computer. For those of our listeners who have never had the opportunity to log on, what kind of stuff can they expect to find?
Well, we've been selling cars so quickly that I really haven't concentrated on getting any new ones up there. We've, as you remember, and maybe the audience remembers it, we're actually a portal into the other website. So we advertise on four or five of the largest websites in the world. So we have such a footprint out there that the cars don't last long. However that is, the parts are really what we've been concentrating on, looking for salvage yards, and again, those people that do those specialty items, and we've been gathering those folks together. So if you're looking for any kind of a part or service, the Old Car Guys is the place to go. If you can't find it, you obviously give me a call. We'll be putting a more enhanced search engine on there probably towards the end of the year to make it easier for folks to find whatever they're looking for on there.
Wonderful. And your telephone number?
Area code 314-306-7507.
More with Don straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's.
Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Don Jones is on his way to the big Mopar event in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Don is, of course, the CEO, the founder of theoldcarguys.com, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. And it sounds like business is doing quite well for Don as he's selling a lot of cars. And I would imagine you're probably meeting a lot of cool people and also catching up with a number of old friends.
Well, that reminds me. I ran into a fellow when I was out on a Carlisle last time. I'm trying to remember the fellow's first name. His last name was North, I believe. Does that ring any bells? I think he had something to do with designing the Oldsmobile Tornado back in the 60s.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so I've got his phone number here at the house. I thought maybe that might be somebody you might want to interview in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Email that over to me, and we'll get him on board and do an interview with him. Yeah, I would love to talk to the designer of the Tornado. It's certainly one of the iconic American personal luxury cars of all time. Which generation was he involved with? Was he involved with the original one?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure where his influence started and ended, but apparently he was the number one engineer when it came to it. Probably the inspiration on making it a front-wheel drive. But that car, when it came out, was quite phenomenal on its ability to corner and the power it had. The thing weighed about 4,600 pounds, and I think it ran about $4,600. But the first couple of years it was out, it was setting records on things like the high-speed hill climb and whatnot. I believe it probably came out with a standard 421 cubic inch engine with about 330 horse. But that's coming off the top of my head, so I might not be totally accurate on it. But ran into him and ran into some interesting folks that had their beautiful cars. I ran into a fella that had a nice looking 48 Chevrolet panel truck. And I told him, I said, you know, I've got a nice 52 panel truck that I put about $30,000 in it, and I can see if I would have spent about $120 more, that I'd have something to look into yours. He kind of smiled, laughed, and said, try 150.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, these folks had some cash. I have some cash stuck in their cars. I'm not sure what they've got left after building some of these great-looking cars that were out there.
That was a point.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that was a point that Larry Insel, we had on in the previous hour of the broadcast, brought up, is that, lots of people just spend just an enormous amount of money restoring cars. Sometimes you think you're going to spend X amount of dollars, and it ends up costing you three times as much. So you got to be very careful when getting into a restoration project.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I mentioned a number of times that I built a 64 Barracuda, and I'd probably, at this point, have 15,000 in it, and I would be lucky to get 8,000 out of it. Part of the reason is that I started on it maybe 9 or 10 years ago. It's a driver now, but some of the work that I did at the beginning, by the time I had it finished, it was wearing kind of thin. So I know I got a little breakthrough on some of the paint and some more deterioration on the chrome. But it's a cool driver. From 20 feet away, it looks cool. And driving down the street, the people still give me the thumbs up and the wave. The big smile when you're driving a classic.
That's true. Absolutely. When you're driving a classic, you get an awful lot of attention. There's no question about that. But let's talk a little bit more about your own signature truck there. Is that the vehicle that you take on the road when you go up to Carlisle and visit with folks? What vehicle do you drive to these events that you're traveling to and have traveled to in recent times?
Well, I use the what I refer to as the banana truck. It's the bright canary yellow 1952 Ford panel truck powered by a 350 Chevrolet engine, and the truck itself, or the body of the truck itself, is sitting on a late 70s Chevrolet pickup truck frame. We did that to get the bigger brakes and the disc brakes in front and have the power steering and other elements that I like on a more modern car, and again for safety reasons. But I don't like to take it more than about 100 miles, so I use that around the area, and we kind of use it for special events, particularly at night, because I've got this real cool light set underneath it, so it changes colors, and you set it up to strobe and other things. So it definitely stands out in a crowd.
That's very good. And again, if you're in the market for a classic car, or if you're in need of parts for a project that you're working on now, or perhaps you own a classic car and you need to get a particular part, some of these can be very, very difficult to find, and Don can be an extremely valuable resource. Don, I got an email today from a gentleman in Russia who listens to us. So, we've got a global footprint here. Folks are listening to us all over the world, and certainly Automotive Passion knows no boundaries. Places that used to be totally devoid of vehicles, let alone personally owned collector vehicles, places like Russia are now getting involved in the hobby. It's shocking to us who lived through the Cold War and the USSR and all that went on between the U.S. and the former Soviet Union, but it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, the last time I looked at my analytics on my website, we were in all 50 states and 68 foreign countries. not too much coming out of the Soviet Union, but, you know, we were hitting it. We were getting a lot of stuff out of Scandinavia, obviously a lot of hits out of Canada, and then Australia, but, you know, one or two or five or ten from just about, you know, anywhere where people can appreciate cars.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, anywhere people can appreciate cars, and certainly, you know, we're getting more people involved in the hobby, too. Do you notice going to Carlisle that you're seeing perhaps, hopefully, some younger people there, and also perhaps seeing some new faces as well?
Yeah, I talk to people, usually folks my age, when we start talking about kids or grandkids wanting to be involved in it. We're seeing some of the younger folks coming in, particularly when Carlisle does the style and performance, which is basically more of the modern cars and more of the smaller compact Japanese and the German cars, what most people might call rice burners, if I'm allowed to use that terminology. But those shows are almost overwhelmingly people 30 or younger. The music's modern. Everything about them is modern. And usually I'm there about an hour, and then I head on down the road before somebody, you know, turns me into the old folks' home.
Well, you're a long ways.
I'm going to KB or something.
You're a long ways from that, my friend. There's no question about that. That's as far as I'm concerned, and I know that you've got lots of great plans for the oldcarguys.com in addition to our upcoming radio and digital projects, and we're going to be hopefully doing this for a long, long time to come.
Well, you know, it's kind of a funny thing. I'm sure there's going to be some folks my age out there that are going to say I'm crazy for what I'm about to say. But the harder that I work, the better I feel. And right now, both of our listeners might remember I've been working for the family. I ran the farm for 10 months.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the Lick a Chop, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly. Just like a kitten. Daisy and Susie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.